All right, testing 1, 2, 3. And welcome to our pre-show. This is Thursday, the 20th of June. One more fucking day. Friday is the first day of summer, right? I love summer. And I'm always sad to see it go. Anyway, Saturday night we're going to be at Hollywood Improv for Story Smash. And don't miss that. That is a game show invented and promoted and has successfully... in its like multi-year run by Christine Blackburn, my close personal friend and colleague, a great woman, and all kinds of stuff, man. She's on TBS. She hosted Dinner and a Movie, I think. One of the movies, I think it was Dinner and a Movie that she hosted. I met her back when she was doing the hosting duties on that show. And Christine's from Pittsburgh. Well, I should say Pittsburgh. And she's the youngest of a crew of siblings who are pretty amazing-looking people. She's the youngest, and they're all the healthiest, happiest-looking, craziest bunch of people that you ever did see. Now then, I'm watching a fucking movie here with blackface. It's a Jane Powell. It's on that goddamn TCM. You know, I like TCM, but I don't think they quite get it anymore. They've shown movies with some pretty horrifying animal abuse. I'm not kidding you. Like the documentary showing the killing of a horse. You know, I don't think they fucking understand. Maybe they think they're historians or they're... And I just watched this Jane Powell movie. It was a piece of shit called Three Sailors and a Girl. I mean, it really is terrible, which is fine. It's one of those stupid fucking 50s musicals, you know, where the sailors had their cap pushed way back on their head and they're all... And they're dancing and, you know, all the shit. But this one, the three of them are in blackface. One of them is some fat fuck. Gordon McRae, Jane Powell, some other asshole, and some other asshole. So, there you go. And the guy that played Jimmy Olsen on Superman. He's in it, too. All right.
Bye.
Now that I'm looking for Don Mixon, I think one Don. What did you think of that, Don?
Well, I thought it was one of those remarkable. I thought it was one of those very remarkable moments, Phil. You know, you're talking about a time and space, a moment in space and time,
Why are you stopping? I got something in my fucking eye. If I don't get it out of my fucking eye, I'm gonna really be pissed off. Get that fucking thing out of my eye.
I mean, you got something in your. Have you got something in your eye, or are you just glad to see me? Hey, no, I'm. Don Mixon here, and you know, Phil, I've got an awful lot to offer.
Hey,
I feel I've got. Fuck is in my eye. Fuck. I feel like I've got a lot to offer. Well, I do, Phil. I think there's an awful lot to offer in so much of what I do. You know, I just feel like if you give me the opportunity, I can show you. Any number of ways, how I feel about you, and,
what do you mean, how you feel about me?
It's not gay, okay? Shit. All you chumps, all you jokers, all you want to think about is Don Mixon gay, and is Don Mixon gay? Yeah, that's it. Yeah, there you go. Is Don Mixon, that's what I want. Is all you jokers can think about is Don Mixon gay, test. I mean, all you assholes. Well, Phil, I can tell you that it's one of those things. You know, I just I feel that I have a particular.
I turn that all the fucking way down. It still doesn't fucking bitch matter, huh?
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. That's really interesting. Testing 1, 2. Testing. I guess it doesn't matter at a certain point, right? It just pulls it right up, doesn't it? Yeah. Well, that's interesting. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. So this is Don Mixon, and there. I think that's fantastic. I think that's fantastic.
Ow, fuck. What is in my fucking eye, man? Nothing in this world more irritating than that, is there? You get something in your eye and you can't get it out for love or fucking money. God, these movies were horrifying. Just horrifying. These 1950s musicals.
Why, what was wrong with them, Phil? I found them to be quite...
Well, they're just funky, man. Funky cold Medina.
What? I guess I don't understand what you're talking about, fella. You,
I'm referring to these goddamn movies on Showtime, you know.
Showtime.
So I did a great recording session today. I don't say great because I was great. I say a great recording session because I worked with great people on what's probably going to be a great show at a great network, at a great studio, and it was great. Ah, fuck. First time at this studio, too. It was in, I don't want to give away any secrets, but it was in a general area of where I have worked it before, an audio studio, and it was groovy. I wouldn't say it's in the same neighborhood. The first studio we worked at, what the hell was the name of that studio we worked at over there in Santa Monica? And when I talk about F is for Family, it was on Santa Monica and Cahuenga, a left-hand turn. This one is down from there. And then it's, you know, it's a few blocks to the east of Margarita Mix, but really nice studio, nice fun time, and great people, man, and just had a great time. So, you know, hopefully, man. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm Don Mixa, and this is the Don Mixa Experience. What? What is this, man? All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you never win. Mister, you can be a winner. You've gotta have heart. Miles and miles and miles of heart. A great slugger we haven't got. And to add to it, we've got heart. We've got heart. You've gotta have heart. Miles and miles and miles of heart. Okay, man, so what time we got here? 9 minutes. So anyway, God damn it. But I had it was like a 4-hour session, which is, you know, it's not bad, but I mean, that's the longest session. That's the longest voice session I've had in a long time. That having been said, I returned home, tried to get a nap. Fucking Thunder, my cat, is meowing like a motherfucker. I'm like, what the fuck, man? You're not a dog. You're a cat. And I, what? You know, so Millie, our Chihuahua, Chihuahua Mix is going to come over this weekend, so maybe that'll distract Thunder into, you know, like getting a fucking life and making friends and influencing people. And like that, you know, I'm sure you can dig it. Yeah, this is what happens in life. Sailors who are in the uniform of the United States Navy hang around theaters and helped with the choreographing of shows while they're in full uniform. One of whom weighs 300 pounds. So, you know. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. So let's see. I was trying to... Now, what about this Bella Thorne, man? You know, there's a very interesting thing about selfies when you're nude. Selfies of yourself nude. Should you have them on your phone? And there is a school of thought that says, yes, not should you, but they're going to be there because we live in a day and age where we send nude pictures of ourselves to our, when I say us, our girlfriends send us nude pictures of themselves to us, being dudes. And so, yes, they're going to have nude pictures on their phones, and the celebrity chicks get hacked, and so their nude shots go worldwide. Chris Norton will talk with us about that. What about it, Don?
Well, no, nothing about it. I wasn't really anticipating being... I did anticipate being on the program. I got distracted by Doris Day's shape and...
What, Doris Day's shape?
Yeah, well, her rear. And Doris Day's rear, I didn't know it was so great.
Well, you know, she passed on a few weeks ago. We've sort of been there and done that with this.
And I also understand that most of your audience, even though you don't have the youngest audience in the world, I'm sure, Phil, most of the people listening to you are probably, and I think I'm being respectful, are probably close to death.
Oh, come on. That is not respectful, Don.
Well, are you denying it?
I'm not going to comment.
All right, most of your listeners, I'll say it again, are close to death and are on death's door and... have almost breathed their last, and you know, what in the fuck is this show?
I don't know, who is that guy, man?
I think that's Zero Mostel, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's
it's some Who was fat and funny?
Jackie Gleason, Zero Mostel, Jackie Leonard.
That it?
That's probably it. Most of the people in those days watched their weight.
Forget it.
So what's going on, Chris?
Well, the thing that's going on is
those voices sound the same.
I got distracted by Doris Day's ass.
David G. Hall should be. What was that? God damn it, man! What was that fucking?
Look, Phil, I get complaints from people right now. You got a photograph on your homepage there on Facebook of Doris Day, one of the most beloved performers in American history.
Absolutely.
All right. She's on her hands and knees, her rear, and I'm going to be respectful. I'll just say her rear. Her fanny.
The word fanny is so, like, not even, it's like antiquated, isn't it?
And her rear, she's got her rear shoved back and up. Can only be described as, please take one. I don't know. It can only be described as an invitation. The rear is shoved back and up as if to say,
yeah, take one. Yeah, one per customer.
Yeah, right. One per customer.
What does that mean, man?
It means it looks like she's waiting for somebody to come along in a very inviting way. And I just think it's disrespectful. I'd like you to take it down.
All right. I mean, I haven't got any complaints other than you.
Of course you're not going to get any. But I've been staring at this picture.
Well, hey, look, David, this is General Shaw.
Right, General Shaw, if you don't mind, I'm talking radio now.
You're not on the radio.
All right, but... And I say this with great respect because she is a beloved performer. But you've got a picture of Doris Day on her hands and knees. She seems to be bent over somebody, right?
Yeah, it's from a movie and someone had passed out.
And yeah, but you froze that film, took a still shot from it, with the butt, Doris Day's butt, or if you will, her buttock, or the pair of buttocks, shoved back and up. Now, and the back is arched. That is what is called, go ahead and...
It's called what?
It's a pose that is basically saying, what do you think, you know?
No, I don't know.
Oh, hey, Phil, you're the guy that put it there.
All right, yes, okay. So I said Doris Day's got a nice-looking ass because I said that when she died, okay?
All right, the woman's dead now, you know that.
Yes, I know that.
How nice do you think her ass looks today?
Oh, what an asshole, man.
Well, you're the guy that put it on there.
Point being, man.
Point being, Phil, I'd like you to take the picture down. I don't think it's respectful. It's Doris Day on her hands and knees going, how's about...
She's not saying anything, man.
She's not saying anything, man. I am really ashamed of you, Phil. And what is this fucking movie you're looking at? Two girls and a sailor.
Two girls? No. Three sailors and a guy.
What is that supposed to mean?
That's an old 1950s musical.
Yeah. Okay.
It is. It's a 1950s musical by Jane Powell.
Well, I don't know if what you're telling me is, but I'd rather you not mention three sailors and a girl. I'm trying to do something here, right? I'm trying for the first time to make a success out of you as a digital artist. Not...
Hey.
As a digital artist, right? As a digital artist, Phil, right?
Yeah, okay, fine.
All right. And in so making you...
All right, let me see here. What the fuck is that? Waiting for a plane? My ass, they didn't waiting for a motherfucking plane. Oh, that's a restaurant. Okay. I'll take that one. And then the next one is Chris Norton. And Chris Norton is, Where is this Chris? Testing 1, 2. I hope you'd understand. I like that band too, Misery Slims. Man, them cats is good. C'est La Vie's and Misery Slim's are two of the best little unsigned bands I've heard in a while. But I'm only one man against many. There's nothing I can do, nothing, nothing I can do. I hoped you'd understand. I like to wear these slacks on Sundays. Ah, fuck. God.
Hi, I want to make a point, and I'm not sure if this is the right channel. Hi, I wanted to make a point of something. I wanted to call and make a point of something. Hi, I wanted to talk to you about these movies they have on TCM. I know you like them, right? Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about these movies they have on TCM. You like them, don't you, Mr. Hendry?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I'm looking at one here called Three Sailors and a Girl. And in this film, they perform in blackface. And there's a fat slob.
Testing 1, 2. I hoped you'd understand. Wait a minute, man. Okay, so I got this. Testing 1, 2, 3. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Yes, sir.
Hi. Mr. Hendry.
Yes, sir.
Hi. My name is Rodolfo. I'm calling from Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Where is Cedar Rapids?
I'm calling for Cedar Rapids.
Yes, sir.
And I wanted to, first of all, tell you how much I enjoy your program, and as well as listen to your pre-show. And I listened to your pre-show this evening. I wanted to ask you about a movie I saw here on... You're a viewer of TCM, are you not?
I watch TCM occasionally, yeah.
We all do.
Okay, yeah, I've heard Margaret and everyone there talk about it. Hi, Margaret.
Hello, and your name is what?
My name is Rodolfo.
What is your name, sir?
My name is Edgar. Yeah, hi, Phil. My name is Edgar. I'm calling from Cedar Rapids, and I wanted to ask you...
Is that Ernie Kovacs? Was Ernie Kovacs on television and then in movies, or was he in movies and then in television, or what? How did that work? He was an actor and then he became a... When are you guys going to get back on the ship with your fucking uniform? There's three guys in this movie that are sailors, and they haven't been out of their sailor outfits. And they're... What?
Yeah, my name's Chris Norton, and... I think it's... most of what goes on... And...
Testing 1, 2, 3. All right, are we ready? Yeah. All right, man. What do you think, Chris?
Well, yeah, I'm Chris Norton. I think, I'm sort of excited about, I think I'm kind of excited about the possibilities that,
Why doesn't it say print, motherfucker? Oh, select printer. So where are we not?
Oh, I did, because I ain't got no Wi-Fi on, motherfucker. I ain't got no Wi-Fi on. You've got to have your Wi-Fi on, bitch. Turn the Wi-Fi on. Turn it on. Don't fuck around. You got to have your Wi-Fi.
All right, now, here we go. My neck. My neck. Why is it kicking out a piece of paper before it prints? What a waste of fucking paper. That pisses me off. Bitches. Hey. Hey, what's up? Testing 1, 2. Let me see here, man. Oh. That's a fair way to read. I hope you'd understand. Bitching. Yeah, baby. You know, this is just... Hey. Let's get some new fucking phones in this motherfucker, huh? Listen to that. Really bad, man. Bad. No good, man. No good.